on the ranch so much, but that's no, no, you gotta shovel it, and then don't disappear fast. You can't go outside when it's cold. It's no good.
Oh, well. Hey, Ed. Have you ever been to Pennsylvania?
Yeah, 10-4. I'm going to put you on a little louder because somebody hung one on me. I'm going to put you on a little louder now. I put up the audio a little more because somebody's trying to hang one either on you or me. Yeah, I've been up to Pennsylvania a few times.
Yeah, I'm going there tomorrow. I'm going there tomorrow. Want to come?
Negative. I can't. It's Eastern. I gotta stay home with the family.
And four then. Yeah. We're gonna go up there for a little while, I guess. A couple of days and everything. And see what we can do up there. To go visit the relatives.
Yeah, you got a ring in your car?
I'm going to bring this along with the bass. I got a little antenna to use up there.
Yeah, what do you got? A power pack then with it or what? How are you going to work that with a power pack?
I'm not going to work the mobile because this rig's only for bass. I only got it here a little while ago. But, no, I got one of those little trick sticks, the Cushcraft trick sticks. And, you know, they're good for short-distance communication.
Yeah, check. I think they're good for, like, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
Yeah, right. Well, we're going to try to put out with it. I don't know if there's any CBers on up there, but we'll find out.
I tell you, you know, you can reach further than you think with that little stick there because, if you got the channels A, B, C, and D, you know, because you're qualified, you can't go over 60 inches with A, B, C, D, I guess they do though. Right.
Check. Yeah. What part of Pennsylvania you go to?
Oh, I don't, I was there years ago, up to Wilkesboro, Harrisburg, and up to Grand, we go up to Eastern.
Yeah, we're going up to Wilkesbury. You know, a little town by Wilkesbury, Ashley, Pennsylvania. You know where that is? It's about a mile from the center of the city.
No, I've been only up that way once, but it's a nice ride up there, but it takes a long time. It takes you by about 4.5-5 hours.
Yeah, check. Yeah, how's your antenna doing? I heard it got hit by lightning the other night.
Yeah, but the lightning just passed right through. It just stored nothing. It didn't come to the center, went right to the ground. I got a big plate radio which you'll probably catch up with, so I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, you got a good ground on yours?
Yeah, I got a good ground, and then I got a couple of plates in the ground there that are about 12 by 12 foot, you know, so. That'll take care of it, right?
Yeah. Does that make you put out any better?
Negative. I don't take and hook it up to the ground. I just let it bypass over there.
Yeah. I got a ground on mine. You know, I just got a pole going in the ground with a little ground wire going from the bottom of my antenna down to the ground, deep in the ground. And the antenna's way up there in the sky.
Brian, would you?
Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, Rick, Pat wants you to go up to 1-4 for the mobile.
Okay, I'll be right back, Ed.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. How about it, Ed? Get it tuned in. Get it tuned in there, Ed.
Found it, EJ. How about it, EJ?
Man, I got your chest now. Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah, how you doing there, EJ?
Alright, how you doing?
Yeah, 10-4 there, Red. Yeah, I was coming in there, Red.
Oh, 5x5.
Oh, I'm bigger than that.
Not a 5x5.
Are all the other fans for carriers?
No, you know what 5x5 is? Fucking 5x5.
Hey, listen, I'm not 5x5, I'm 5'5".
No, but I say, how much is 5x5?
25 inches.
Nah, you come in about a 10.
A 10? A 10? What 10 in you?
Oh, a 10. T-E-N.
Yeah, 10-4 there, Ed. Yeah, you pick up with Rick there for a little while.
Yeah, Ed. Talking, I got a good ground on my antenna. I think it helps you put out better. And when you got the antenna real high in the sky, it does help a lot.
Yeah, check. What I see is I got a heavy ground wire on mine. I got an open ground. You know, it's about an 8 wire. And I run one down from the mast and one from the blitz plug. Roger.
Yeah. How high is your antenna from the ground?
Oh, it's maybe about 10, 12 foot for the start, you know, and then it goes up 20, right?
I don't know. I heard short antenna. Is that a good antenna? Could you put out all around?
Yeah, check.
Yeah. Hey, you got a diagram for that 1-2 transceiver?
Wait a minute. Hey, man, but I think my mommy's calling me. Oh, mommy!
see if there's a break in there.
Brian Brazier, British Mobile.
Go ahead, Blake.
Who's that out there?
This is ZK. This out there.
How about a GD Space Rascal the Loveboat on the bike?
Yeah, Rascal Loveboat is sound like jellyfish in there. I don't know.
Negative. Rascal the Loveboat.
Rascal Loveboat, yeah, by the GW.
Negative. Over here by the Lincoln Tunnel.
Oh, you're by the Lincoln Tunnel now? I don't know. You changed your altitude.
Turn four. Who's this jellyfish
kid? Oh, it's a kid from around the neighborhood.
Is he a big kid?
Yeah, he's about 7 foot tall.
Man, he's up there, boy. Yeah, I'm over here by the wait a minute. Let's change the altitude here. Oh, here's my the Lincoln Tunnel. How's the coffee over there?
It's a 5x5 with about a +9.
Turn four. Didn't I ever talk to you somewhere before?
Yes, it was the same brother.
How is it?
Oh, were you the one I was talking to by Schwab's next week?
Check.
I got a call up here. What should I do? I got a little cold. What should I do?
Four Quitona Park.
Come on back.
Four Quitona Park.
Well, I'm not going over there. I said I got a cold. What should I do?
Oh, you got to take a couple of aspirin and go to bed.
Well, see, I'm by the Lincoln Tunnel over here. Should I pull over and go to bed?
Yeah, that ain't a bad idea.
Boy, I really got this cold here. Boy. Well, you're coming over here good, Ed. You got a very good signal.
Yeah, I was trying to copy somebody in the background for a couple of seconds. A few in the background there, but don't you hit nobody in the background, or maybe you got a better noise limiter.
There's nobody in the background. Hey, Ed.
Yeah, I'm in there. There's somebody in the background by me, but you're coming through all right. There's no trouble copying.
Yeah, California, Ed. I don't know if you believe this. Yesterday, I was talking to somebody from Mars. You ever hear of them before?
Check.
Oh, you were talking to that guy from Mars, too?
Check. I think we left the fella in the background. You want to pick him up there? Hey, Rick, are you copying?
This man, he's calling me.
Yeah, we're copying over here, E.D. We're sitting back here copying the mail, working on the dynamic mic here. So, we'll give you a shout when we want to say something. We want to get the mic put back together at 10-4.
Go ahead, Bert.
This is Mars. Is that you, Ed? Ed?
I think you're stepping on somebody in your neighborhood, or somebody wants to break or pick you up. Please move my needle that way.
Break 1-4. Come in, Ed.
Yeah.
This is Mystery Man.
Yeah, Mystery Man. How you doing out there? You coming in all right there? You got good copy.
What's your 20, Ed?
Clifton.
My 20's Nutley. Mystery Man 20, Nutley.
Nutley, yeah, you got a very good copy, no trouble there. There's a few in the background by me, but you're coming right over them, so you don't have no problem. You got a pretty nice signal there from Nutley.
Hey, Ed, how am I doing on the meter?
Let me check it again. I think it was about an 8. Come on.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Try to help you with what? What's that? What do you need to help with?
My receiver, my mic is like a loose wire in my microphone. I don't know what it's doing. I can't fix it.
Somebody chop a wood. Somebody chop a wood out there. Somebody pressing a button out there. He's banging, chopping wood. Unless it's you, I don't know. Unless it's your mic stuck.
It's me, Ed. There's something wrong with my mic. I just got it this morning when I signed up. It's something loose. I tried to take it apart, and it's something loose. It's clicking. I hear it over here too. I'll tell you, get over there. Come in.
Take it apart again and just press the button. Press the button and a few times. You got what, electronic or relay switch or what?
I got a relay switch.
Yeah, well, there's somebody riding on your carrier. I think that's doing that to you because I can get the same way. Somebody riding your carrier. But what I do, I take mine apart and I just press the button a few times and put it together again. But when you take it apart, you best to take out the... I don't know if you can... You got an antelope plug on yours where you can disconnect it, Roger?
Got one of those.
Mic fixed and all that, so that you got a better copy and transmit right, Chuck.
listen, I'll contact you Monday after I get my mic fixed. Okay, 10-7
Yeah, I'll have to hit it to you and come on back, Rick.
Very good.
Yeah. This email, I think you better check some of the links in the old relay there. Some of the bow links in the relay.
We got a breaker out there. Pick it up, bro.
Yeah, Mongoose, how are you?
All right, how are you? Just here, Walter?
Careful. How you been? Left room ready?
Yeah, everything's all right, Walter. How you been? I haven't heard you for, maybe about a month you came in, but then it was about a year or so in between. Yeah, it's good to hear you.
Cop? Yeah, it's been a long time since I last heard from you. Oh, well. I looked for you one time, but I couldn't find you.
Yeah, I'm still around the same place, and I tell you, got a nice copy there, and you're coming in solid and all, and it's good to hear you in there again, you know, like old times. I'll catch you around again. Give me a shout sometime or other, and I'll catch you around. I'll beg for you.
Check, 73's.
Rick.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
This is not Rick.
Yeah, what's that,
sir? Oh, this is the rascal in the love bug.
Yeah, rascal. Where still hanging on a lick in the tunnel?
10th floor. Yeah, we just stopped the car. I'm taking a little rest. Like you said, I'm taking about 5 aspirin. 10th floor, is that enough?
No, you better jump in the river there and take a good bath and go back and go to sleep.
No, Chubby.
Who's that mystery man out there? Is having trouble with mic or something?
Yeah, he's got trouble with his microphone.
What's the matter with it? Maybe I can help him. Pick it up, Rick. Thank you. When I come up. How about it, John? When I come up.
Come on back.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rascal.
Anytime.
Anytime. The Rascal loves buddy. Right back to Ed. Come on in, Ed.
Yeah, okay. That was your friend in there, Echo.
We're over here by the Lincoln Tunnel here, and we did hear a couple of echoes in there.
Yeah, that was a one and echo two.
I can't see. I can't see. I can't see. I can't see. I can't
down to 20, you know, show him some of the QSLs I taped up on the wall.
Yeah, I heard him in there about an hour ago, I heard him in there.
Take.
Maybe I didn't hear him after that. Or maybe he is out.
Yeah, I think the brake wrap there on your end, Ed. You better pick him up.
Some problem. I don't put Pete. There's some problem. I don't put Pete. He's a walking talking. Montclair. Oh, hello, Montclair. Where are you coming in? Very good, very good. Loud, clear voice.
make a left-hand turn. Over and out.
Yeah, over and out. This is Doc.
Roger, Roger.
Roger. Yeah.
Roger. Roger, brother. Yes, sir. So I'm on the carry at the base. I'm on the carry at the base. Well, I'm going to love buggers on the body. I'm on it. Swing them at the base. I'm on it. Swing them at the base. Carry in the low. Wait a minute. Last in the low point is on the side. Negative contact. Thanks for the break, Ed.
Okay. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes.
Yeah, come on in.
This is the Rasco and the Love Bug. This is the Rasco and the Love Bug. We jumped in the lake and we took a bath, and we're back in the Love Bug now. We're driving to a home, just like you said.
Yeah, but I tell you, you know, if you want a muscle field now, you should be moving my needle a little more. Hey, you know, I can tell when you're stretching there.
We got a breaker out there, and the last little road bug would be 10-10. We'll pick it up with you about 1 minute. Go ahead, breaker.
Is anybody here, my brother Myra, now? Hey, Myra, this is Sydney. I'm in the Sydney. How about it, Myra, at the base?
Oh, come on now, less of that polar. think there's a breaker in there. Go ahead, breaker.
The love gun is going to be in the garage.
Garage?
got actually a question. See, I got this big antenna on my car. How am I going to get into the garage?
Throw it off.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you got to do that. Throw it off and put a hatch on it.
No, so I want to go out in the mobile again. What do I do? Bring it on?
Well, I don't know. You got a problem then. Maybe you got to take the garage away.
Mark 4. Here's that.
10-4, 10-4. Okay, we'll be 10-10 for a minute. We gotta see up the antenna. Tell us how we're coming up and see our left.
Yeah, check, check. I think there's people in the background there somewhere, like it.
How about it, Ed?
Yeah, how about it? How you doing?
This is the last girl in the love boat, Ed, and we threw it up on maybe on antenna. How are we doing there?
Oh, I thought maybe you moved the garage, but you're doing good there. You're doing good.
We threw it up the antenna, and we're doing very good.
Yeah, I don't know. You must have a kid Marky there.
Therefore, yeah, I must have a lot. I have a million.
Yeah. No, it sounds like you're in a mobile now because you're weaving a little.
Yeah, I'm in the mobile. I'm driving up to my driveway.
Yeah, check, check. I can tell now. You're pretty close.
How about that LJ? How about that LJ? How about that LJ? Yeah. Yeah, it's first one of the road. The last thing in love will be clear and 10-10. We're not going to be on the dial anymore.
Check, check. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, want to buy 100 milliwatt?
Baby, baby!
Oh, yeah, I want to buy 100 milliwatt. What's the cool one?
I don't know. Gene has a couple of them.
You got your Cobra hooked up?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what'd you say? You had a Cobra?
Yeah, I got a Cobra Cam 88.
Thank you.